If you've listened to my show, you know I really take Super Beats every day, but sometimes I get so caught up in my busy schedule that I can forget. And that's why I'm excited to tell you guys about their fantastic new product, Super Beats Soft Chews. Super Beats Soft Chews gives me all of the potent heart health benefits of Super Beats packed into two delicious soft chews that I can take with me wherever I go. And Super Beats Soft Chews comes with a new breakthrough ingredient, grapeseed extract, that supports normal blood pressure, circulation, and natural energy in your body. They use highly concentrated premium grape seeds sourced only from the world-renowned Loire Valley in France. The grape seed extract used in Super Beats Soft Chews was clinically studied and shown to support healthy blood pressure levels. Get your Super Beats Soft Chews today at danasbeats.com or call 800-664-5617. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third bag for free. That's danasbeats.com, 800-664-5617.
Schiff and the committee, I think, have dealt with this with great seriousness and solemnity, appropriate for something so serious for a country. Hard to think, except for declaring war, a more serious responsibility than the impeachment of a president, and none of us came here to impeach a president.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. You know who that is. It's Nancy Pelosi. How are you, friends? This is Sergio Sanchez, and we're firing up, opening up the Dana Show Southern Command. McAllen, Texas, studios of proud affiliate KURV. All I need to say, when it comes to this convoluted, crazy political witch hunt that's taking place, I keep coming back to some basic truths. Because if there was a smoking gun, chances are that by now, the president, the presidency, Donald Trump, he'd be done. Don't you think? Look, I come back to this. And then I look at the debate last night, and just with all this mishmash that's in the news today, there is no prosecutable evidence. There's none. We've gone, what, five, going on 6 days now of testimony. Nothing. There is no prosecutorial evidence. They were hyping these committee hearings, these impeachment hearings. It's common. It's much like the lies from Adam Schiff, middle name full of, kept saying, you know, I've seen evidence on Donald Trump and collusion and all that. And that was nothing but one big fat turd of a lie. And it's so sad to see the free press in America. Many of these complicit leftists, this juggernaut, these media institutions, just carrying the water for these Democrats and all the lies. No prosecutable evidence. And on their side, since they got nothing, they're the party of no is not only the party of no, like nothing getting done in Congress, but the party of no is that they got no candidates either. There's no prosecutable evidence. And when it comes to the debate last night, no convincing, no compelling ideas, no candidates. That's what it equals. Now, let me ask you something. Well, and by the way, the Dana Show, the talk line is 844-344-DANA. We can toss it around. I got lots of questions from all the testimony today, the testimony from yesterday, which was supposed to be the marquee show, right? Gordon Sondland, this ambassador, you know, appointed by the president, the ambassador to the European Union, he was the dude, he was the one on the phone call. All signs, all testimony, this, what was reported by some leftists last week in the initial hearings of impeachment, it's the slow brew toward the evidence, the undeniable, prosecutable evidence for impeachment. It was a slow brew. Okay, so we wasted all that time on Wednesday, on Friday, and then we get something this week and on Tuesday and Wednesday and then nothing. Just a big fat nothing burger. Gordon Sondland. And it was delicious to hear the Republicans, Devin Nunes, Congressman Jordan, just slicing and dicing away and getting back to the core issue, to the truth. You've got nothing. You did not speak with the president. Many of these witnesses, almost pretty much all of them. There is no prosecutable evidence. There is no clear directive, either written out by the president or communicated in English or even texted to you. There is no directive. Hold the money unless we take down, they take down, help us to take down Joe Biden. There's nothing there. Just reminds me of the debate last night. Now, I want to get your thoughts on this, because they're going through all types of legal and political contortions on the leftist cable channels, explaining, well, they're making a stronger case now. We've got almost 2 weeks of testimony, and all they've got on the left is, we're making a stronger argument. Bit by bit, we're getting there. If you had a smoking gun, if you on the left, the Never Trumpers, if you had a soiled dress, if you had Nixon-style tapes to produce, that's your compelling, convincing argument. Show the evidence. Show the communique. Show the email. Get a phone. Get a transcript of the phone call, the recorded phone call. Not even that. Read the transcript. Ain't nothing there. There's nothing there. And the guy who testified yesterday didn't produce crystal clear evidence. He wanted to. That was his hope. That was, you know, his little thesis, his opening statement yesterday. Well, I'm gonna put the word in there. Assumed. He assumed quid pro quo. Right. He assumed it. He heard it. He thought of it. But then we get sliced and diced later on in the day. There was no order. Nobody acted on orders of the president. Everybody assumed. And you know what they say about assume? You just write it down. Assume. A-S-S. And that's what they made themselves. All of them. Just asses of themselves. Made them asses of themselves. And everybody else wasting time watching this nonsense. Oh, but that does not prevent the leadership from plowing forward with their fantasy. And they don't have leadership, Democrat leadership, those who wish for impeachment, don't have anybody pushing back. Not enough. Because it's an issue that's very difficult to follow. It's difficult to follow for all these pundits on cables, all these writers, all the talk show hosts. It's complicated. It's difficult. And you, friend, you're working for a living. You got reports to turn in. You got bills to pay. You got kids at soccer practice and band practice after school. You got kids with flu now. The flu is spreading across 30 states. It's complicated. Life is complicated. And then all this nonsense of impeachment and little blurbs and quotes as news is digested in little blurbs and quotes. Nancy Pelosi, that's the latest headline just like an hour ago. Nancy Pelosi. Thanks, the evidence is clear that President Trump uses office for personal gain. No, it's not. Where is it? Where's your smoking gun? Where is your blue soiled dress? Where are your Nixon tapes? Where are they? But, of course, the media will just take what she says and repeat it for all the meat puppets to repeat the same gospel, the impeachment gospel nationwide. Nancy Pelosi speaking to reporters just earlier this morning and saying that the president, President Trump, undermined the national security of this country. How so? Trying to make the argument, the Democrats trying to make the argument that President Trump, by withholding aid for a few days, by the way, and they'd receive the aid. You do know that, right? I know that you're trying to keep up with all this, but they did receive the aid. But by withholding aid to Ukraine, compromised American national security. Friend, if you didn't know this, under the Obama administration for 8 years, 8 long years, there was no U.S. federal assistance welfare check for Ukraine. There wasn't one. We didn't help. President Trump, he takes office. And by the way, another TV talk show host, President Zelensky in Ukraine. Yeah, he wins. He's the non-politician who becomes a politician. We don't know who this cat is. We do know through previous experience that there's rampant corruption in Ukraine. We got all these politicians on the take, willing to take all these bribes to open up contracts and give favors to people and let them win contracts to go dig up natural gas here and there. They're connected back to Washington, D.C., to, for example, politicians, one in particular who might be running for president in the near future, whose son winds up getting a cushy job, $50,000 a month, at one of those gas exploration companies, Burisma. Don't you think that needs to be looked into? I do. That is an issue going back to 2016. And as the Democrats try desperately so that you can focus on the, you know, so-called corruption, the political benefits that President Donald Trump would receive by initiating any legitimate, my word, legitimate investigation into real corruption in Ukraine. And that's truth, real corruption in Ukraine, and how it circles back to Joe Biden. And the reason I call him, and probably other people out there calling him the same thing, Quid Pro Joe. We got plenty of delicious audio on Quid Pro Joe during the Obama years. And at a think tank conversation later on, he's saying, yeah, we got this prosecutor looking into Burisma. I told the dude, I got $1 billion. We're not going to come and send you if you don't get rid of that investigator, that prosecution team. Oh, you're just the vice president. We don't fear you. In essence, that's what it is. I'm trying to avoid doing too much of the Adam Schiff middle name full of a drama where Adam Schiff took the president's conversation, the phone conversation, just added a whole bunch of stuff that he wishes was in there. The truth is, Joe Biden, he made a threat, $1 billion USA. He said, get rid of the prosecutor looking into a company where he has a family tied to. His boy, his good-for-nothing son, know nothing about energy, know nothing about military because he got kicked out, know nothing about proper comportment based on his personal failings as a man. He's got a family tie. And he was successful in getting the Ukrainians to do what he wanted. Yeah, that's a quid pro Joe right there. Yeah, all that stuff needs to be looked into. We go back to this impeachment circus, and that's what it is. Now, the Democrats' challenge at present, because Donald Trump did not voice, did not write, didn't email, he didn't even tweet a demand for this investigation. The aid was released. It was given to Ukraine. But they still so desperately were conducting these legislative contortions, trying to convince you that President Trump is corrupt and that he tried to initiate this investigation for his own political gain. And no direct order, no presidential order. The GOP challenge is to stop this, to stop the impeachment vote, because that is the fantasy the Democrats are fulfilling right now for their political gain. You want to talk about manipulating politics, starting an investigation for political gain? It's the Democrats doing this circus, this kangaroo court. GOP challenge, they can't stop this. They won't be able to stop this. It's coming. The impeachment vote is coming. Steve-O, before I go to break, let me play Cut 12 real quick. Let's get that one out of the way, and then we'll go pay some bills. Cut 12,
Steve-O. Those of you at home, it's time to change the channel, turn down the volume, or hide the kids, put them to bed. Mm-hmm. Now I yield to Mr. Schiff for story time hour.
Devin Nunes, succinctly explaining. This is nothing but an elaborate story. It's complicated. It's hard to follow. It's designed to lull you asleep, to bore you, because what the Democrats want, they just want to perpetuate this lie to the point where they get to ring the history bell and impeach President Trump. I'll continue this conversation with you. I want to hear your thoughts at 844-344-3262, 844-344-DANA. I'm Sergio Sanchez. We're reporting in from Dana Show, Southern Command in McAllen, Texas.
If you've listened to my show, you know I really take Super Beats every day, but sometimes I get so caught up in my busy schedule that I can forget. And that's why I'm excited to tell you guys about their fantastic new product, Super Beats Soft Chews. Super Beats Soft Chews gives me all of the potent heart health benefits of Super Beats packed into two delicious soft chews that I can take with me wherever I go. And Super Beats Soft Chews comes with a new breakthrough ingredient, grapeseed extract, that supports normal blood pressure, circulation, and natural energy in your body. They use highly concentrated premium grape seeds sourced only from the world-renowned Loire Valley in France. The grape seed extract used in Super Beats Soft Chews was clinically studied and shown to support healthy blood pressure levels. Get your Super Beats Soft Chews today at danasbeats.com or call 800-664-5617. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third bag for free. That's danasbeats.com, 800-664-5617.
You won't miss any Dana shows by subscribing to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever podcasts are available.
I'm Sergio Sanchez, and we've got the Dana Show Southern Command chiming in. Our Commander Dana, she's taking care of business. And I know she communicated to you. She's doing the whole Roto-Rooter thing up the sinus. And oh, man, I just feel so bad for our buddy Dana. I personally don't know. It's just, as a dad, I had my 7-year-old Elam, our little CF kid. Yeah, he kind of went through that because it's part of the whole cystic fibrosis experience. You got all these polyps up your nasal passage way inside, clogs things up. You can't breathe. You got apnea and all that stuff. Dana, we're just praying, friend. We're praying for a quick, successful surgery, quick recovery, and we hope to hear you back at the mic pretty soon. You know, I need to speak with Steve. Yeah, my buddy Sugarcane, our producer. I know Dana's doing a lot of TV stuff, pretty cool stuff online, like on YouTube and broadcasting on TV. I'll see if I can get the boys to explain that to me so I can repeat that to you. Because you need to look for that, Lord willing, next week when our Commander Dana comes back to the microphone. Okay, Steve, well, let's do the quick five.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Some headlines on New Jersey. Senator Bob should have been convicted. Menendez, a little bit of my soapbox. Among a group of lawmakers pushing for tougher controls on toy guns and imitation rifles. He referenced some WAPO, Washington Post database, saying that, for example, back in 2015, 150 people died at the hands of police while holding imitation firearms. So that's what Bob Menendez is working on. And see, some real news on your pocketbook and economy. Americans filing for unemployment benefits, that number is unchanged this week. Here's a good one for the economy. Existing home sales across the U.S. are rising at the fastest pace in more than 2 years. And some cheap mortgage money helping out with that. And this one's going to make gazillion and frillions of dollars tonight already. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of parents and babies going to the movie theater. Animated sequel to Disney smash hit Frozen opens at theaters tonight. Frozen 2 at theaters all over the place. And that's probably going to be a very popular one for the Thanksgiving week. I'm Sergio Sanchez. You're listening to The Dana Show from Dana Show, Southern Command, McAllen, Texas. Your call's next.
Delivering the truth online and on air. Listen to The Dana Show live on the radio or at danaradio.com or on demand.
That our Democratic Party, unfortunately, is not the party that is of, by, and for the people. It is a party that has been and continues to be influenced by the foreign policy establishment in Washington, represented by Hillary Clinton and others' foreign policy, by the military-industrial complex and other greedy corporate interests.
Yeah, it's called the Swamp, Tulsi. That is Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, who Hillary Clinton would like you to believe is a Russian mole, maybe a Russian spy, working with the Russians to try to take down the Democrat Party. How are you, friends? I'm Sergio Sanchez. You're listening to The Dana Show, and Southern Command chiming in as Dana's taking care of some personal business today and tomorrow. Would love to speak to you about this circus, this impeachment circus has taken place in D.C. I'll talk with you a little bit. Thanks to Steve for all the cuts from the debate, the snoozer of the Democrat Party debate that took place last night. How comic. Well, we got some delicious cuts to share with you as well on the Democrat Party debate last night. For who was it? MSNBC and WAPO, Washington Post. All right. Meantime, let me just clear some of the calls. I know you guys have been hanging on like forever. You want to say something on this impeachment circus that's taking place. And before I take your calls at 844-344-DANA, 844-344-3262. Let me say this because I have this on my notes here. It is undeniable. This is truth. It's unmistakable truth. And all these days of so-called intelligence committee House hearings that have been taking place, all these multiple witnesses that have come up, how much time has been spent, how much audio has been spliced and edited and repeated. Multiple witnesses clearly stating there was no quid pro quo, including Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch, that National Security Council guy, Mr. Morrison, what's his name? Tim Morrison. Kurt Volker, no quid pro quo. Ambassador Gordon Sondland, he came out swinging, right? He came out swinging yesterday. Oh, yeah, I believe there's quid pro quo. Oh, and then Adam Schiff, middle name full of, it takes a little break, restroom break, comes out and speaks to the microphones with clear evidence, blah, 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 blah. And then he gets sliced and diced by the Republicans later in the day and has to walk it back. Oh, well, maybe there's a quid pro quo for a meeting at the White House with the president. But, yeah, on the whole financial thing, the aid, the U.S. government welfare check to Ukraine, no quid pro quo. More on the real investigation for personal political benefit. We'll talk more about that with you. It's the investigation for personal political benefit. No, I'm not talking about the whole Ukraine thing and Burisma and the Bidens. I'm talking about the Democrats of the little circus they're holding right now for days now for their political benefit, because they're going to get it. They will get that political benefit. Absolutely. They're going to ring the bell of history. They will impeach. And the U.S. House side, the Democrat-controlled side, they will impeach Donald Trump. It's coming. Ain't nothing you can do to stop that. They're just going to keep on lying and lying until they get their vote and put that into the Federal Register and into the history books. But then my question is, what are you going to do then? How are you going to react? President Trump will not be removed from office. He will be impeached by the U.S. House. Talk line is 844-344-DANA, 844-344-3262. I'm reporting to you from Dana Show Southern Command in McAllen, Texas. My name is Sergio Sanchez. I appreciate you guys hanging on. Well, let me see if we got some, I can take care of some family and see what they have to say. Keith is joining us from North Carolina. How you doing, Keith?
Oh, great. How are you? You got me?
I got you, buddy. What you want to say?
So, just to premise this, I'm politically indifferent. You know, I think it's kind of funny how you Republicans and Democrats hate each other. And entertaining. Now, this Trump guy, you know, he's not really my kind of guy. He's a little full of himself, and he's,
you think?
He's kind of common to me.
Okay.
Maybe that's good for a president. Personally, I don't care for it. I have an autistic child, and when he did that thing where he was spazzing out, mocking that guy, that pretty much did it for me. There's no need for that kind of behavior.
All right.
But aside from that, maybe people like that are better suited for political office.
Right.
That being said, my problem is that Trump caved. Why did he cave?
How so?
It comes across as guilt.
Well, how so?
When the ambassador got frustrated, he called him up and he says, "Trump, what do you want? What the blank do you want?" He said, Nothing. I don't want nothing. No quid pro quo. Nothing. I just want the dude to do the right thing.
How did he cave, though?
Now, who is it? Isn't Trump this master negotiator?
Well, hang on.
He
how did he
nothing.
Cave, though? I don't get it, buddy. How did he cave?
Well, he held
what did you want him to do?
In months. I wanted him to do what he said. On TV, he said he has. It's his job. And these are words I heard come out of his mouth. It's his job to investigate corruption.
Okay.
So now what? Is there no more
investigation? You know what I heard, though?
Of any kind?
No, I got you, buddy. No, you know what I got from that comment, though? And I appreciate your phone call, Keith. Look. Thank you for checking in. You know, what I got is he's going to trust, and I've got the transcripts here in front of me. I was reading through them during the break a bit more. He's trusting the new talk show host, former talk show host president of Ukraine, who'd never been dog catcher before, just like Donald Trump was a talk show host, became president of the United States. And he's going in there on a promise, as has been testified by some of these people at the so-called Intelligence Committee hearings. The president of Ukraine went in there. Goran Sondland was forced to admit it. He went in there to fight corruption, to be transparent, he said, but also to fight corruption. He's trusting the president of Ukraine to do the right thing. Look into these matters. Look into all these rumors of how there was Ukrainian influence in the 2016 election. Burisma and all these politicians that are on the take. And more importantly, they circle back to the United States of America through Blutkin, first son of the former vice president who wants to run. He didn't say all these words, but this corruption has to be looked into. He trusted the new president, former talk show host Zelensky of Ukraine, to do what's right for his country and for justice for the truth. That's what I heard, Keith. Listen, let me go to Florida. Terry joining us on the Dana Show. What's up, T?
How you doing, Sergio?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, I would just like to tell you people, I went to the inauguration. I've been to see President Trump twice. I camped out for 31 hours when he was in Orlando in June. I was 23 feet from the president. I've been closer to Donald Trump than most of the people that testified.
And I love it.
Tell all you conservatives out there, start wearing your hats, start wearing your shirts, put your bumper stickers on your cars and your trucks, get some manhood. I wear my Trump stuff everywhere. I get no negative comments. The only thing I get is thumbs up, and people are pissed off at the Democrats wasting our money on all of this, and it's going to be a landslide for Donald J. Trump. It's going to be about 7 o'clock in 2020, and Rachel Maddow is going to be crying again, and it's going to be over.
I'm there with you, MT. Terry, thanks for the call. Yeah, this is another waste of time. The first one to the tune of tens and tens of millions of taxpayer dollars in this Mueller investigation. And now this one, what did Devin Nunes say, right? This is the low rent continuation of another lie of the Bob Mueller investigation, special counsel. The talk line is 844-344-3262. You are in tune with the Dana Show. I have the privilege and honor to be here for our friend Dana Lashes. She's taking care of some personal business, and we can talk about all this impeachment. We can talk about what's coming. The impeachment is coming, like I told you. But there will be political consequences that will be suffered. And there might be a lot of seats in these mushy, middle, weird districts that go from D to R, R and D, back and forth. Those Democrats are vulnerable. That's coming up next year as well. Let me stay in, we went from Florida. Oh, we're going to Indiana now. On the Dana Show, Dan is joining us from Indiana. What's up, D?
Hey, I guess not a whole lot. Kind of upset, really, for one, about all the politicians. You could tell how mentally disturbed they actually all are, especially the Democrats in this case. What's going on? Just watching them. But what's really upsetting, and it's upsetting a lot of the people in the United States, is the corruption and how deep it actually goes. First of all, Enron, and then all of a sudden the trade towers are on the ground, and then no mention of Enron again. By the way, Hillary Clinton was due to testify and got sick, but whatever. And then you have the thing that went on out west, the ranchers preaching the Constitution of the United States, and the FBI and the Oregon State Police set up an ambush, and a guy gets out of the truck because the truck was taking fire with two women in it, and all of a sudden, they gun him down in cold blood. Now, this is serious stuff. The politicians can say or do what they want, but the people of the United States are getting sick and tired of it. And maybe it'll come to votes, or maybe it'll come to something else. Maybe we better check them, see how many firearms have been sold in this country.
A lot of this crap's been going down. Yeah. Let me ask you something, Dan, because you're kind of hinting at one of the questions I wrote down that I really wanted to ask the national audience. You think President Trump should take up Shifty Schiff, Mr. Adam Schiff, middle name full of, take him, and I think Nancy Pelosi also sent out, she's the one who sent out the invitation 2 days back. She said, oh, Donald Trump can go and speak in front of the Intelligence Committee, blah, 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 blah. You think he should take them up on the invitation? Yes or no? I think he's gone already. Dan. Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead and answer that real quick, Dan.
Well, I can only hope that Donald Trump, no matter who he was or is or will be, will actually be a good, honest man and do what's right. You can always hope for the best. I hope that he cleans.
I do believe he's a good, honest man. Well, there's no such thing as a good man if you look from, you know, Christian scripture perspective. No such thing as good. But Donald Trump, what you see is what you get, and he loves this country, and he's not a politician, and he's not nuanced at all, and yes, he's bloviating, he's, you know, blowhard, he's egotistical, he's a fighting New Yorker. That's what we have now at the White House, a non-politician running this country. He ran businesses successfully, made billions of dollars. Now he's running this country, and he recognized that swamp. He recognized that corruption. He recognized all these politicians who send their children overseas to work cushy jobs at international outfits and companies and oil and gas exploration outfits and financial firms overseas. These politicians up in Washington send their kids over there to get those cushy jobs and make millions of dollars and create all these beautiful, big, elaborate nest eggs for them and their children and their grandchildren, while at the same time demanding that you and I and all other Americans, we send our children to go fight wars overseas in places they have no business going overseas and fighting. And that needs to be addressed. And the corruption, the swamp, the favors, the nepotism, all that needs to be addressed. My answer to the question I gave you, Dan, is yes. Now, I know there's a lot of political pundits. I know there's a lot of lawyers out there. Oh, no. President Trump shouldn't. He shouldn't go testify because it's a trap. It's a trap. Kind of like that Star Wars fish-looking guy. It's a trap. No, it's not. President Trump, he is what you see. And I think here's the gist of my justification. It's wall-to-wall coverage. If you thought the networks loved the wall-to-wall coverage of the impeachment hearings that became nothing but the new nothing burger, remember how they went wall-to-wall? Every network, all the dinosaur networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, everybody, and the cables, wall-to-wall. Can you imagine President Trump showing up to this House Intel Committee, sitting right in front of Adam Schiff, middle name full of, and just addressing the American people, wall to wall, educating the American people on the corruption in Washington, the corruption in Ukraine, the issues that needed to be investigated, that still need to be investigated. Yes, there are unfortunate, real links that circle back to the previous administration, circle back to the previous vice president, to play the audio, to remind people, which is, if you can't play it, maybe read the audio of what Joe Biden said and how he meddled in a foreign investigation. To what? To, in essence, can we say, protect his son, the cushy job his son had overseas? Yes. Mr. President, I know you got your people listening in from time to time to the Dana Show. That's just my two cents. That's my opinion. And I can expand on that a little more, because there are some benefits to taking up the invitation, going wall-to-wall network coverage when the networks will not give, may not give the president the time at night and primetime programming to address the American people for XYZ. Important things. Let's say border security, the flood of human beings coming in from Central America. I know they'll go wall-to-wall coverage, every single one of them, because he's sitting in front of Adam Schiff, middle name full of, and that's the time he seizes the microphone and talks directly to the American people for an entire day. I know I'd carry that on my talk radio station in South Texas. I'm reporting to you from Dana Show Southern Command. I'm Sergio Sanchez, an honor to be in for our friend Dana Loesch. You want to talk about this? 844-344-3262, 844-344-DANA.
It's the Dana Show.
I'm Sergio Sanchez. It's always an honor to help out my friend, Dana Loesch. Dana's taking care of personal business. Precious friend, we pray for your quick, speedy recovery. Get back on your feet. Get back behind this microphone early next week and start yelling some truth. Meantime, you and I can talk truth. We can debate issues as well. In the news, of course, our Democrat Party, water-carrying leftist media, going wall-to-wall, some of these networks and doing nothing but all this coverage of this new, how is it that Nunes described it, the low-rent version of the Mueller investigation? It just rolls on. Today's the final day, right? This is the last one? I think today's the final day. Talk line on the Dana Show from Southern Command is 844-344-3262. I'm Sergio Sanchez. This is the Dana Show, and we're going to stay in the Lone Star State with Adrian up in Dallas. What's up, Adrian?
What's up, brother? How you doing?
Good, my man. What's up?
Oh, I don't know if the Democrats realize what they're doing, because even if they do impeach him, it's like they're playing with a live grenade. George Orwell, you know, wrote that 1984 book. He also wrote a book called Animal Farm, where the pigs who rule the farm are finding the animals that had enough, and they rose up and
there we go. So, in essence, you're calling all the American people and the folks who seek justice and honesty and a change in government, we're calling us all pigs. Hey, that's fine, man. I'll take it. as long as we keep Donald Trump in office and keep fighting that swamp, keep clearing that swamp, keep fighting for truth. I'm going to expand a little bit on this idea, crazy idea of mine. And look, we're just talking here. Next hour after that, I'd like to expand, flesh that one out a little bit more. I think Donald Trump should go there and speak to the American people. Right in front of Adam Schiff. I'm Sergio Sanchez. This is The Dana Show, 844-344-3262.
The other day, the president made a statement about how Democrats always stick together and Republicans don't. Shouldn't we focus more on taking a stronger stance beyond our churches and living rooms? So I'm asking all of you, join together and become everyday advocates for things in which we believe. Showing your patriotism can go beyond how you vote. You can do it with a service that you use every day by switching your cell phone service to Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only cell phone service that donates a portion of your monthly bill to organizations fighting for the values in which you believe. Right now, Patriot Mobile has an incredible limited time offer. Buy one line, get one line free for 6 months when you make the switch today. Get reliable 4G LTE nationwide service for as low as $25 per month while helping to preserve the country that we all love. Don't wait. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call their U.S.-based team at 877-367-7524. That's PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call 877-367-7524.
Undersecretary Hale, you testified that you had no direct knowledge of any nefarious motivations to withhold aid to Ukraine, correct?
Correct.
And to your knowledge, you testified that there were no strings attached to the aid, correct? That's page 184 of your deposition.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I have such knowledge. Yeah.
And more specifically, you testified that you had no knowledge of Ukraine aid being held up for investigations. Is that correct?
Correct.
That's correct. And Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch and here it is, Tim Morrison here at National Security Council, Kurt Volker, Ambassador, Gordon Sondland, all of them, no quid pro quo, no quid pro quo. What we do have is a quid pro Joe, and it sure would be nice for the American people and their very short attention span to finally get their eyes on that, because I think they would find that fascinating. How you doing, friends? I'm Sergio Sanchez. You're listening to The Dana Show. We're broadcasting from McAllen, Texas. Right before you go into Mexico is beautiful little McAllen, Texas. I love my home. This is my birthplace. I grew up in Houston, grew up in McAllen, and grew up in Mexico for many years. But I loved transmitting, broadcasting to you from the land of liberty and opportunity, USA. We're north of the Rio Bravo, north of the Rio Grande. That's all that counts. And we can talk about this circus that's taking place up in D.C. today. Let me cover a couple of things that I see trending on Twitter right now. We had that former national security senior director, Miss Fiona Hill. That's kind of comical, some of the opening statements that she made. Trying to establish some cred, you know, saying she's a fact witness. And you can believe me. And I'm trying to reassure the panel that everybody could believe her because she's, in her words, I am very, very moral. There's another breaking story here that I saw earlier. I got to tell you what Chris Cuomo, that pretty boy Cuomo did on CNN, invading the space of Dana Bash, the reporter Dana Bash, not to be confused with our own Dana Lash. Ryan Fournier, taken to Twitter about a minute ago. Investment firm linked to Hunter Biden, that's Joe Biden's, let me insert the reality here, good for nothing, son, Hunter Biden. An investment firm linked to Hunter Biden received $130 million in special federal bailout loans when Daddy Joe was vice president. Profits routed through a subsidiary at the Cayman Islands to shield earnings from U.S. taxes. Now, last hour, I got into my little shtick, and I was telling you, despite what the attorneys are saying and what some of the pundits are fearful of, because Donald Trump, you get what you see. He is who he is. He is, someone would describe him as a loose cannon. But I tell you what, I do think we need that loose cannon up in the middle of all this circus, all these restrictions at this kangaroo court. You know, Adam Schiff and these so-called intelligence committee hearings that are taking place up in Washington, he has put literally, I mean, I describe it as a muzzle on the Republicans on things they can't say. And you cannot bring certain witnesses here, right? There's people that the Republicans would like to bring in, like, for example, the good-for-nothing son of Joe Biden, Hunter Biden. No, you can't bring him in because we're not going to focus on the 2016 issues. We're not going to focus on Burisma. We're not going to focus on anything else other than what we want to allege. We, the Democrats, want to allege are the high crimes and misdemeanors, the quid pro quo. Oh, the testimony's not working in our favor. We'll call it bribery. We want to focus on that. We don't want to. So, no, Republicans, you can't bring in Hunter Biden. No, you can't bring in Nelly Orr and talk about the bogus, you know, dossier that's Fusion GPS, Democrat Party funded dossier that started the bogus investigation into Russia's. No, we can't have Nelly Orr in here. We can't have this Clinton operative Alexandra Chalupa. And I mention those two specifically because Nelly Orr at Fusion GPS and Alexandra Chalupa, would you be surprised, and me trying to clarify all this for you and help you to focus on facts, would you be surprised if I were to remind you, because I'm sure you've heard it before, it just hasn't been stressed to the point of repetition 30, 40 times in radio for you to finally consume it and put it, commit it into memory, these two specifically, Nelly Orr and this Chalupa. Delicious Chalupa. Alexander Chalupa. These two have, their sources go back to Ukraine. And what's one thing that they've been trying to say, the Democrats? That Ukraine conspiracy, Ukraine meddling in the U.S. election. No, it was the Russians. That's it. It was just Russia. No, the bogus Fusion GPS dossier. The sources for that, at least one that I can name. Let me look for Serhiy Lyushenko. Ukrainian parliament. Serhiy Lyushenko. That's Ukrainian. There are Ukrainian roots to this whole Russia, bogus Russia investigation. All these questions need to be asked. And that's why I say the only way you're going to get all this information, all these questions out in the open for the American people to consume, the only way to do that is to have President Trump go in front of Adam Schiff, middle name full of, and spell it out point by point by point and tell the American people, folks, I'm here to speak, take advantage of this airtime provided to me. I've been asked to be a witness to answer all this and proclaim and state the truth, his innocence, the fact that none of these witnesses, not even their star witness, Gordon Sondland, his ambassador to the EU, none of them have been able to profess quid pro quo. And they're going through all these legal contortions to claim bribery. It hasn't happened, folks. They're desperately trying to create a political fantasy, a political narrative to get what they want, which is to impeach me. Don't buy the lie. This is the swamp at its finest. I see it in my mind. I see him testifying. I see him taking advantage of the wall-to-wall airtime on all major networks and all cable networks because he's afforded the time. He's asked the question. Answer it the way you want, Mr. President. Talk about all the people that cannot speak in front of that committee hearing, Hunter Biden, and flesh out all the suspicions and why his daddy, Joe Biden, why was he meddling and telling the Ukrainians, well, you better get rid of this investigator. You better get rid of this investigation. Otherwise, you ain't getting $1 billion from me. Why? How come nobody ever called him to account? Yeah, we need to be talking about that. We need to be talking about the bogus Fusion GPS dossier, the links back to Ukraine and some of the contacts there. We need to be talking about people within who were Clinton supporters. And people, for example, that, you know, a Ukrainian court found that this Serhiy Lysenko guy that I'm talking about, an official on Ukraine's anti-corruption police, was meddling in the 2016 American election, leaking information to, for example, to Paul Manafort. Bring it all out for review. Expose it to the sanitizing light of the sun. Take advantage of the wall-to-wall coverage. Because, see, if the president were asked for primetime coverage, a primetime address, to try to explain all this and maybe take a chalkboard and try to make the connection, he'll never get it. What he does get is his opportunity, and with Republican backup, with party people doing his backup right there on the committee, asking questions and confirming information and bringing forward information that needs to be rebroadcast for the American people to understand this convoluted, crazy circus that's trying to take him down, and they will not be successful. By trying to take him down, they're trying to take the American voters' choice down, saying that they know better than you, they know better than the country, and that's the swamp. That's why I say he needs to take advantage of this opportunity. Now, I want to see what you have to say about this. 844-344-3262, 844-344-DANA. I'm Sergio Sanchez, and you're listening to The Dana Show, broadcasting from McAllen. Steve-O, look, a lot of people are checking in today. I know you have something to say. I know we had a few folks checking in. You still got Mike there, and the ones that are hanging on the longest. Okay, Frank has been on for a while. Frank is in Florida, listening to The Dana Show. How you doing, Frank?
Great. Thank you, sir. How are you this afternoon?
Okay, my man. So what you want to say?
Great. Before I say what I was going to say, I want to follow up on what you just said as far as President Trump facing Shifty Schiff. That would definitely rock the House. Since, like you said, he will get wall-to-wall coverage because all the other networks are aside of Fox, would not have any other choice but to cover it. And that's when the president can put it all out there for all the liberals and Democrats and independents to hear what he has to say. Because you don't get that kind of coverage on any other network.
You don't, that's true.
But that being said, for the life of me, it is mind-boggling how the Democrats, but I'm talking it's just as far as the so-called elected officials, not the regular folks, the voters. They don't get the fact that Donald Trump changed Washington and the way things are done in 2016 once he got elected. Because the people that elected Donald Trump, if you remember, we were the so-called silent majority that was sick and tired of the way things were done in Washington forever and ever. Yeah. Finally, things changed. So Donald Trump not only has changed the way people get elected, but the way people get elected from now on. Because all it takes is somebody like him to show up next time around and tap into the silent majority and get elected. The silent majority, meaning if anybody comes up to me on a daily basis asking questions as to how I think things are running in Washington, what to do and how to do, the pollsters, those polls don't mean anything. And it was proven in 2016.
Yeah.
And that is why it is going to be a landslide of surprise for them, not for us, surprise for the Democrats when he gets reelected overwhelmingly.
Yeah, that's going to be some really sweet video and audio to enjoy for many days. Just like I still enjoy the 2016 video and audio. All these surprise Dems thought Hillary Clinton had it in the bag. It was hers. And surprise, surprise, the American people, overwhelming majority of states, they came out and voted for him and sent this individual, Hillary Clinton, who thought she deserved being president. She thought she was the smartest person to run for office ever. We're tired of the swamp. We're tired of things as is up in Washington. All they're doing is stirring the hornet's nest. And the American people are going to be very, very upset. I am convinced, friend, that the impeachment vote is coming. It will happen. You will see wall-to-wall coverage. And see, that's another reason why, and I put an asterisk to here, to that little note here. I don't think the president has anything to lose. Look, I know that the Democrats, the media, those who audit, they edit the audio, they will use any of his words against him and make him look bad. But the president, all he has to do is show up, be himself, be honest, state the facts, state what needs to be investigated, state those individuals who were prohibited from testifying before this House Intelligence Committee, state the fact that no one has been able to prove or show either by email, phone conversation, or text, executive order, nothing, no quid pro quo. They're making a mountain out of a molehill. They're trying to create this political scandal. It's not working. And he can remind the American people of that and tell them, folks, they will be voting against me. They will be voting to impeach me. It will happen. You will hear that in the next few days because that's what they want. They want to soil and stain my presidency. But they're doing that to you because you voted me here to clean out this swamp. Do it, Mr. President. Get in front of the microphones. The networks will not give you prime time. This is a perfect opportunity, as a precious friend of mine said. This is a perfect opportunity not only to remove the spider web, but wall-to-wall coverage to kill the spider. You never know. The vote is coming. They will vote to impeach. But maybe the president shines a light on all these cockroaches, wall-to-wall coverage. Maybe you'll see Nancy Pelosi say, we won't have the impeachment vote after all, because it will sink them. It will sink the Democrat Party. All those 20-some-odd seats that flipped over to the Democrats and those vulnerable seats, you will see all those Democrats cross over and vote in favor to protect the president. So it's not going to be in their benefit. I'm Sergio Sanchez. You're listening to The Dana Show. We're broadcasting from Dana Southern Command in McAllen. 844-344-3262.
A higher caliber of talk. Get Dana on demand through iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Dana's on TV as well. I'll see if I can get that information. You guys need to check it out. She's live on YouTube when she's behind the mic, and she's broadcasting live on TV. And I'll try to share that with you in a few minutes. This is The Dana Show. I'm Sergio Sanchez. We're broadcasting from Dana Show, Southern Command, McAllen, Texas. All right, Steve-O, let's do some headlines.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Let's see here. Something from right down the street from where I'm at in Deep South Texas. You know, Brownsville, Texas is home to SpaceX, Elon Musk, and his private spaceport. Well, his Mars rocket, the prototype, literally blew its top. Had some type of issue. They put everything to maximum. Sucker blew its top. Fascinating video of that online. Google changing its political advertising policy. Google saying it's going to limit election ads audience targeting categories like gender, age, zip code. They're also going to inspect ads for false claims. Smart politicians just don't spend on anything Google-generated. Save your money for Facebook. Let's see what else is here. Oh, one of the most decorated drivers in stock car racing hanging up his good years. Jimmy Johnson announcing in a video via Twitter, that's it, 2020 season is it for him. This is The Dana Show. I'm Sergio Sanchez from McAllen.
Missed anything from the show? Subscribe to Dana's Daily Podcast by subscribing on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever podcasts are available.
You have said already that you've seen enough to convict the president and remove him from office.
Oh, geez.
Will you try to convince your Republican colleagues in the Senate to vote the same way? How central should the president's conduct uncovered by the impeachment inquiry be to a Democratic nominee's campaign? How central would it be to yours? After the bombshell testimony of Ambassador Sondland today, has that view changed for you? How central should the president's conduct uncovered by this impeachment inquiry to any Democratic nominee's campaign for president? How central would it be to yours?
Mr. Beret recently told Congress, quote, the majority of the domestic terrorism cases that we've investigated are motivated by white supremacist violence. Congresswoman Gabbard, to you, as president, would you direct the federal government to do something about this problem that it is not currently doing?
Vice President Biden, you suggested in your campaign that if you defeat President Trump, Republicans will start working with Democrats again. But right now, Republicans in Congress, including some of whom you've worked with for decades, are demanding investigations not only of you, but also of your son.
The Me Too movement has forced a cultural reckoning around the issue of sexual violence and harassment against women in America. Are there specific actions that you would take early in your administration to address this problem?
The Republican Party never stopped fighting President Obama in his 8 years in office. So what would you do that President Obama didn't do to change that?
Right now, Roe v. Wade protects a woman's right to abortion nationwide.
Murder.
But if Roe gets overturned and abortion access disappears in some states, would you intervene as president to try to bring that access back? Governor John Bel Edwards in Louisiana is an anti-abortion governor who has signed abortion restrictions in Louisiana. Is there room for him in the Democratic Party with those politics? Would you support a potential criminal investigation into President Trump after he leaves office, even if you thought it might further inflame the country's division?
Yeah, how do I describe this? That is a collection of the moderators for last night's MSNBC-led Democrat Party, Democrat candidate debate. Cacophony. Cacophony of crazies. That's the best way I can describe. And some of these individuals on the panel, you know, claim to be unbiased journalists. They claim to report truth. That's just a little collection of some of the moderators last night at the Democrat Party debate. And now on to the debate, the Democrats last night. I have no idea. I can't imagine anybody would be wasting any time watching this thing because, as I said at the very beginning of the show, oh, by the way, I'm Sergio Sanchez. Dana no está aquí. Dana's not here today. Filling in for Dana today and tomorrow. As she told you earlier in the week, she's got some, you know, personal things to take care of. Visiting some ENTs and taking care of business. And I'm just honored, blessed to be with you, friends. And willing to talk about, yes, the crazy, this impeachment hearing, that just this circus that continues up in D.C. where they have found no crystal clear evidence, no, you know, smoking gun, no blue dress with stains on it, no Nixon tapes, nothing, ain't nothing there. We do have plenty of individuals who have repeated no quid pro quo. We can talk about that. We can talk about the debate last night, but I want to share something I saw that was trending on Twitter. Our troll-in-chief, President Donald Trump, and this is one thing I really appreciate from the president, the fact that he goes straight to the American people. I appreciate the fact that he doesn't conduct business as usual. From the very beginning, he just turned everything on its ear. And he decided through Twitter to go straight to the American people. And he will troll people, and he'll make comments and react to them. And I know that probably drives his handlers crazy, and other politicians, drives them nuts, because he doesn't need the press, because the press is not, generally speaking, the press is not on his side. He just goes straight to the American people. So President Trump, in one of his earlier tweets, about an hour or so ago, he said, at Real Donald Trump, says, people should try overhearing a phone call the way this Democrat star witness said that he did. All right. So guess who fell for it in their expert panel over at the Clueless News Network? What a shame. It's a shame to see what's happened to CNN. But Chris Cuomo, he fell for it. So he's with his expert panel, about five or six people. And you should see the video if you can find it on Twitter. Where I know Charlie Kirk was able to post this earlier. He kind of moves over to Dana Bash right next to him. He seems to kind of invade her space a little bit. I thought you guys were all sensitive about that on the left, about invading, especially a woman invading her space, that little bubble that gets real uncomfortable if you move in within, what, like maybe half a foot, 6 inches or less than that. It's like, you're getting too close to me, dude. I can smell your cologne. I can smell your breath. Get away from me. Well, he kind of moves over to Dana Bash, and you can kind of see her uncomfortable look, like, what was this dude doing? He has a phone, and he's playing, I guess, a phone conversation or some audio, trying to prove that indeed you can hear a phone conversation. Somebody next to you can hear a phone conversation, just like all these expert witnesses have been saying, talking about this conversation they heard between President Trump and Gordon Sondland. But he has to get within like 6 inches of her, and it just falls flat. He tried it on live television on the Clueless News Network, CNN. It failed miserably. Oh, you got it, Steve. Oh, you're playing real quick. I want to hear what that sounded like, because right. I got all
so
the video here.
Holding the phone. Oh, yeah. I'm with Dana Bash. You know how you're always telling
we
me
do
to let her
here.
Talk because she's so smart and I shouldn't say so much. Can you just say hello? Mom, she probably can't hear me. Mom, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. When you talk to me, I hear you.
I'm talking to you. Say hello to Dana Bash.
Hi, Mrs. Cuomo. How are you?
Oh, you can't hear.
All right.
Her.
So I can't.
You heard Mom because Chris, pretty boy, put her on speaker. And then he took her off speaker to try to prove that indeed you can hear the phone conversation if it's not on speaker, just like Gordon Sondland talking to the president. And one of the witnesses today, who was it, is moving the phone off his head, like, oh, it's too loud. Oh, the president's yelling at me. And that's part of the narrative from the left. It just fell flat. So let's go back to the OJ trial, because the first thing that I thought when I saw this thing was the OJ trial. And when Johnny Cochran got those gloves, right? Because I think it was the prosecutor, right? Was whatever her name, Marshall, whatever her name. She told him, she showed the gloves of the killer, the what was supposed to be the gloves of the suspected killer, of OJ's wife and her friend, and then Johnny says, let me have a go at that, and gives them to OJ. Okay, put them on. Put them on, and they don't fit. Remember the line? If it doesn't fit, you must acquit. So now that Chris Cuomo on live Clueless News Network CNN, he did that. So what do you think? Now that he proved that you really can't hear that other party on the other side of the phone, because he proved it on national television. So what do you think? Exoneration? Yes or no? I think yes. All right, your call is welcome at 844-344-3262, 844-344-DANA. Okay, now on to the debate. And before I use some of the audio from last night, thank you, Steve, for cutting up all this audio. Lord, the patience you must have, brother, to listen to all this stuff. Why is Deval Patrick running for office, former Massachusetts governor? Why is Michael Bloomberg, former so-called Republican, rhino Republican up in New York, originally Democrat, then Republican for political reasons, well, why is the former New York mayor, Michael Bloomberg, Mr. Shorty Pants, why is he running? Well, in the case of Michael Bloomberg, it's not because he's probably trying to sell the book. He don't need no money. He's multi-billionaire. He's fine. He's got enough money in the bank. He could... If it was possible to buy the president, I'm sure he could. Presidency, I'm sure he could. He doesn't need any campaign donation. He could buy the whole advertising just with 5%. If you think about it, 5% of his 50-some-odd billion-dollar fortune that he has. Just take 10% of that, and that would represent five times what Donald Trump was likely going to have to run on. They say Donald Trump's probably going to have like $1 billion from campaign donations to run for president. Michael Bloomberg could take 5% of what he has and outspend the president 5-1. But he still needs to get those campaign donations to come in to show the Democratic Party that people are willing to go, to donate to his campaign. And he's got to show up in polling data. Deval Patrick, there's another thing that I saw on Twitter that was trending. It's hilarious. It's actually kind of sad. But for me, it's hilarious. I was laughing at it when I saw it. I don't know who former Governor Deval Patrick's handlers are, but those people should be fired unless it was his idea. And if it was his idea to hold a campaign event last night just down the street from Hotlanta at some traditionally black university to hold a campaign event, the dude had... He had an empty room. It's really pathetic to see the pictures. He had like two people show up. And what I see in that picture that was posted on Deval Patrick's campaign event that was scheduled last minute at the same time the Democrats' 9 presidential candidates were having their campaign event, the little debate last night. They scheduled it at the same time. He had two people show up. And I saw two people, and I saw two cameras on tripods. I'm thinking those two people were probably the two reporters that were there. There must have been a third to take a picture of those two people sitting down doing nothing. Empty room. And there was another one showed an empty room for Deval Patrick. These individuals, they smell blood in the water. Just like I know the Democrat Party leadership, I am convinced, it's just me, I'm convinced they're quaking in their boots. They do not have, much like they don't have, any clear evidence, unmistakable, prosecutable evidence against President Trump. Like they sold the sizzle. They did not deliver on the impeachment hearings. They don't have a candidate to take Donald Trump out. They just don't. And Deval Patrick, amigo to former President Barack Obama, sees an opportunity because they're stumbling over themselves on the Democrat side. You got Uncle Quid Pro Joe just tasting his shoe again last night. Hey, Joe, what's the best way to, what was the question they threw at Uncle Joe? What's the best way to deal with domestic violence or violence against women? What did this genius say last night? That's one of the cuts. You have to keep punching at it. Keep punching it, keep punching, keep punching. What? Did he just say that? That is the leader in many much of the polling data in many states, that's Joe Biden. They got nothing on the Democrat side. It's hysterical. What they do have, and I was reflecting on this, considering their positions on many of the issues when it comes to taking down the present form, economic structure, what we all work at, how we provide energy for our homes, for our vehicles, for transportation, the jobs that we work at, the way that we generate wealth, the main structure of capitalism in the markets. They want to take all of that down, get rid of fossil fuels. They're crazies. They have extremist views, but no one ever labels them extremist in the so-called mainstream media because they're also in bed, in line, in sync, on the same frequency as these people. They are extremists. What the Democrats have right now representing their party as far as candidates, nothing but extremists. And if you pay attention to what they say and what they want to take and tear everything down, to me, with all the scare tactics and the fear that they instill in individuals, some of these crazies that, granted, none of them like AOC running for president right now, but saying the world is coming to an end and what, a decade, a little bit over a decade now that we've completed a year of the 12 years that she says everything's coming to an end in 12 years. Individuals, groups who instill fear, who are in the business of creating fear and hysteria. They're terrorists. I think I'm safe in calling them nothing but political terrorists. That's what they have. And they do not have a genuine candidate that is generating interest from the American people. There is no support for them right now. They're in trouble. And they're going to be in bigger trouble next year when this impeachment stuff leads to a vote. They think they're hurting the president. It's going to boomerang. It's only going to hurt them. It's going to hurt all the presidential candidates, and it's going to hurt everybody down ticket nationwide. I'm convinced of it. You're listening to The Dana Show. The talk line is 844-344-3262. I'm Sergio Sanchez, reporting in from McAllen, Texas.
Grab the digital archives and enjoy The Dana Show on the go through iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Appreciate you tuning in. I'm Sergio Sanchez, and for our buddy Dana Lash, speedy recovery, Commander Dana. DanaLashRadio.com, that's the website, and you can join the show at 844-344-3262. We got Florida Man just seconds away. Meantime, I appreciate Bob checking in from Florida. What you want to say, Bob?
Yeah, you were talking about him going in to testify, Trump.
Yeah, just a suggestion.
Yeah, do you really trust Adam Schiff not to set a perjury trap?
That's
going to be the one to decide who's telling the truth.
Yeah, that's the power is all theirs. But to expose the bogus process that is at play in this kangaroo court, only he can do it. The impeachment vote is coming. It is going to happen. I'm figuring this is one way to, well, maybe not prevent it, but at least take advantage of all the free airtime and expose the truth to American people. Appreciate the call, Bob. It's just an idea. I'm just talking with you here. I know it's crazy, but I think that wall-to-wall coverage, Donald Trump in front of Adam Schiff, middle name full of, who has served absolutely nothing, no crystal clear evidence, prosecutable evidence, is not there. It hasn't happened. President Trump can just show up and state all the facts point by point and then take advantage of the airtime. Say, look, the people who should be here are X, Y, and Z. That's what we need to look into. That's all I'm saying. All right. Well, I can talk about that next hour. Meantime, let's do some Florida Man. Go ahead, Steve-O.
It's time for Florida Person. It's time to check what Florida is up to.
Let's see, a Florida man arrested after repeatedly pushing a 12-year-old girl to the ground during soccer practice. Donald Edward Mullins, Tarpon Springs, November 4th was the incident. At night, according to police, the victim, a 12-year-old girl, saying that Mr. Mullins had pushed her to the ground between three and four times against her will. And the suspect is a coach for a separate soccer team, had joined the practice schedule, and the child saying that the pushing occurred during the match. Police noting that such a contact is not considered to be part of normal gameplay, but it continued afterwards. He pushed this kid, forced her arms over her head, tickled this kid for a while. He's facing several charges of, what would be the anyway, don't worry about the charges, but he thought, what he said to authorities, he thought the child was a friend of his kids. That's why he went above and beyond, pushed her several times, three or four times to the ground, and started tickling this kid. Now he's having to make bail and facing charges. And a Florida man who allegedly robbed a bank while donning a Make America Great Again shirt apparently received far more money than he demanded and told the teller, "I want a smaller amount, please." He hit a Wells Fargo and Boca Raton around noontime. He had asked the teller for $1,100. She gave $2,000. He gave the money back. So, no, I only need $1,100. He was taken into custody at a bar nearby. This is The Dana Show. I'm Sergio Sanchez. Talk line 844-344-DANA.
The first 100 days, I want to bring in 135 million people into Medicare for all at no cost to them. Everybody under the age of 18, everybody who has a family of four, income less than $50,000. I'm going to lower the age of Medicare to 50 and expand Medicare coverage to include vision and dental and long-term care. And then in the third year, when people have had a chance to feel it, taste it, and live with it, we're going to vote and we're going to want Medicare for all.
Yeah, in a market that's actually several years down the road because, well, you pretty much destroy the private insurance market. And many providers said, I don't want to be compensated for pennies on the dollar. Screw this. I'm going to retire. There goes the private healthcare industry and all the providers and the specialists, and you got clinics closing down and maybe some hospitals closing down and expansion plans. Well, that ain't happening. Brick and mortar won't be laid down. How you doing, friends? I'm Sergio Sanchez. You're listening to The Dana Show online, danalashradio.com. The talk line, 844-344-3262, if you want to join the conversation. And thanks to producer Steve-O. I'm going to make sure that you get paid, Steve-O, because, man, he was patient enough to go through a bunch of this audio from the Democrat Party 9 candidate debate last night in Hotlanta, and he served us some really good audio. So there you go. We got Liz Warren, Focahonky, Liz Warren, Professor Warren, who's never written out a payroll check in her entire life, never ran a company, but seems to think that the juggernauts of industry, you know, those individuals who have an idea, maybe patent it, get it to market, innovate, create, invest in research and development. You know, things that we didn't realize that we needed or we wanted a long time ago, like certain smartphones and tablets and other cool stuff that everybody wants nowadays, or software that manages how we take in money and send out money at business, all the software that we use for everything, the internet and auditing software and tablets and flat screen televisions. You know, the market, we discovered that we like things, and these juggernauts of industries, i.e. the billionaires. Professor Warren, Focahontas, who's never made payroll, never paid, never wrote out a check because she managed a company. She has an academic view of the world, a twisted and wrong view of the world. Cut eight, Steve-O. Liz Warren, boy, she was full of them last night.
The idea behind what is fair. Today, the 99% in America are on track to pay about 7.2% of their total wealth in taxes.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
The top one-tenth of 1% that I want to say pay 2 cents more, they'll pay 3.2% in America. I'm tired of freeloading billionaires. I think it's time that we ask those at the very top to pay more so that every single one of our children gets
a real
Senator
Booker, Senator Warren. Everybody's tired of corporations Senator getting Booker. Away with paying zero taxes.
Freeloading billionaires. That's a good quote. Freeloading billionaires. That's what she thinks. Of individuals who, by the way, that top earning crew in our country, that small percentage, they do pay the most taxes. Well, the upper end of middle class people, they do pay the overwhelming majority of taxes in our country, by more than 3/4 of it. And if you narrow down the number to a smaller group, they pay about almost 90% of taxes in our country. Doesn't matter how much you tax these people at the top. There's not enough money. There is not enough money. There's not enough wealth in all the bank accounts, all the 401ks in the United States of America. Seize Canada, seize Mexico, seize all the wealth on the planet. There is not enough wealth on this planet to help pay for the uber expensive. It's called Medicare for All. What it is, it's universal health coverage. And they already ran the numbers, some of the think tanks and some of these nerds on Wall Street. And they pressed her on the issue. Even some of the lefty reporters asking, okay, all right, that's a good idea. Universal health care, Medicare for all, another way to call this thing. You do realize that people that ran the math on this, they say that over a 10-year period, it's going to be well over $50 trillion. We don't have that wealth doesn't exist on the planet. Now, if you needed to pay it up front, $50-plus trillion, it doesn't exist right now, but yet it's over 10 years. Okay, fine. Divvy it out. That's $5 trillion per year, more than $5 trillion per year, actually closer to $5.5 trillion per year. That expenditure by the federal government, by you, your kids, your grandkids, all this national debt, because that's what it would be. It'd be more national debt. That would be new national debt. That is well above the federal deficit that we're running right now. One of the issues that, in my opinion, our president, President Trump, who has exhibited proper leadership, border security, enforcement of law at the border, enhancing, protecting our military, giving them their assets back, all the leadership that he has provided. And this one issue, when it comes to fiscal discipline, he needs to do a better job. And for the minions checking in, just from the heart, and you know it's true. President Trump, we need your leadership when it comes to fiscal discipline. He's tried in the past. He's mentioned in the past. We could cut across the board several agencies, a certain percentage. Fine. We need more than that because right now we're running about $1 trillion in deficit spending, adding close to another $1 trillion to the national debt that is well above GDP levels. As a country, what do we churn out as a country? All the services, all the products as a country. We generate about $18 trillion, and probably in a really good economy like this, maybe about, $19 trillion? You guys who are the eggheads, the academics listening in at some university, and you know what I'm talking about. You can check in, 844-344-DANA. $18, $19 trillion, that's what we're generating. Our national debt, all the accumulated debt from the very beginning, we're at, $22 trillion right now. And we just tagged on another trillion because we don't, I know the U.S. House of Representatives, the Democrats, and the noodle-spied Republicans, and they are not reining in spending. Everybody's just handing out contracts here and there, more grant money here and there, guaranteed payment, increasing payments in order to get other benefits, political benefits. That's politics as usual. That's the swamp. That needs to be reined in. I think there is, it doesn't show on polling data. It never does. People generally are not concerned when it comes to deficit spending. But the president knows how to keep, as a businessman, he knows how to keep businesses in the black. He's successful at that. He has managed debt before, has created profit. He has moved assets around where you got to keep the company fiscally sound. And it's something that doesn't work, you got to shut it off, turn it off. The same rules need to apply to federal agencies and departments and programs and grants. We need leadership from President Donald Trump on the issue of fiscal responsibility and management. We just added another $1 trillion to the national debt this past fiscal year. That needs to stop. It's all a house of cards. Now, Liz Warren, Professor Warren, what she's talking about is $5.5 trillion annually in federal expenditures to pay for everybody's health insurance through Medicare for all. Medicare pays pennies on the dollar. It does. When a dollar is charged for a specific medical service, that dollar is not paid for by Uncle Sam. There's a formula that's well below that dollar, somewhere around 20, 15, 12, or maybe decreasing when it goes to the Medicaid side as well, as far as how much money is going to be paid to that medical provider. You charge whatever it is for something, you expect that to go into the bank to pay for salaries and pay for your bills and to pay for the mortgage on that the lease that you have on the company. You can't survive receiving 10 cents, 15, maybe at most 20 cents on the dollar. Sometimes it's much less than that when you're talking about Medicaid. You can't survive as a business. That's why I said this proposal that would exponentially increase the American debt year after year after year, $5 trillion of new debt stacked yearly on our economy, federal spending, on top of the trillion that we're already running right now, it's a house of cards. It's all going to come crumbling down. That's why I said at the beginning of the program today, Democrats, they don't have anything. They've got nothing. They've got nothing on evidence against the president. They've got nothing when it comes to candidates, leadership, ideas. Cut 9, Steve, Bernie Sanders. Listen to this crazy.
What we have got to do tonight, and I will do as president, is to tell the fossil fuel industry that their short-term profits are not more important than the future of this planet. And by the way, the fossil fuel industry is probably criminally liable because they have lied and lied and lied when they had the evidence that their carbon products were destroying the planet, and maybe we should think about prosecuting them as well.
Man. There you go. Where is he right now? Number 3 in most polling data? I know that in a couple of states and the elections that are coming up here pretty soon, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, he's overtaken everybody else. And then you got Liz Warren, and you got this crazy Bernie Sanders, this communist. Bernie Sanders, wanting to prosecute oil company executives for this religion of theirs, this global warming religion of theirs, that the Earth's coming to an end in a decade. This Greta Thunberg craziness is, that is adopted and recycled and preached by the leftist media, this global warming craziness. Prosecute oil company executives. The Green New Deal. Get rid of fossil fuels. Bring down all the planes. Stop all those motors and engines running on fossil fuel. That is beyond nuts. That is not leadership. Those are not ideas. That is not going to work. Much like Elizabeth Warren and her 50-some-odd trillion-dollar expenditures over 10 years for everybody having health insurance in a market that she will kill because clinics will close, hospitals will close, private providers will have to close. They're not getting the reimbursement necessary to pay the bills. Bernie Sanders advocating for the outright destruction of the American economy and by extension the world economy. We are the United States of America, where you and I are blessed to live, work, provide for ourselves and our children. We are the number one economy on the planet. Other countries are completely dependent on us, including China, making all the doodads and the electrical things and equipment and machinery, consumer goods that we all sop up here pretty soon during Black Friday, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. We're the number one consumer. We're the number one economy. They're making all all year long, they've been making all the stuff we're going to buy for Christmas in China. Mexico is completely dependent on the United States economy. This whole free trade thing with Canada, the U.S. and Mexico, if not for the United States of America, Mexico would be akin to a third world. They already are on the law enforcement side, but they'd be compared to a third world African nation with no industry, no production, no assembly lines, no exports, nothing. And mind you, Mexico is rich, filthy rich. Copper, petrol, natural gas. They mismanage all that. They have nothing to offer on the Democrat side. And it's a darn shame because we do need, I'm not saying that it needs to be only a two-party system, but we need ideas. We need solutions. And at the moment, all we get out of Washington, D.C. is nothing but political investigations for political gain. And that's the Democrats conducting their little circus. Well, we need to pass a free trade bill with Mexico and Canada. Well, we need to invest in infrastructure in this country. Well, we need the lawmakers to address amnesty being played at the border. We need the lawmakers up in Washington, D.C., finding a way to help improve the private medical market in this country, to promote, as said in our founding documents, to promote this wealth creation, not provide for all this wealth. I'm Sergio Sanchez. You're listening to The Dana Show. Talk line 844-344-DANA. 844-344-3262 from Dana Southern Command in McAllen, Texas.
Follow Dana on Twitter at DLash and official Dana Lash on Facebook.
I'm Sergio Sanchez. You're listening to The Dana Show. We're broadcasting from Dana Show Southern Command, McAllen, Texas, at the studios of KURV Radio. Appreciate you tuning in. Now, you want to join the conversation? You need to make it by producer Steve at 844-344-DANA, 844-344-3262. Okay, Steve-O, let's do some headlines.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Hey, Steve, thanks for the article. He just sent me this in. Remember that guy, Myles Garrett, that defensive dude who took the helmet of that Pittsburgh Steeler quarterback and used it to club him? Well, he'd been indefinitely suspended, right? The league said, you're gone. No salary, no games, you're gone, dude. He appealed it to try to shorten it. Article, the write-up, he went in there claiming that somebody was yelling racial expletives at him or insulting him with some racial slurs. No, none of that happened. He's been denied. He tried to shorten, through appeal, tried to shorten the suspension. He's out, and I have no idea when he's coming back for using that helmet as a weapon and cold cocking that quarterback. Let's see what else is here. Pet cloning is now possible. It is expensive, though. There's a company up north of me in Austin Via Gen Pets, Texas firm. You want to clone your precious pooch? $50,000. You got a kitty you just can't live without, $35,000. There's one woman who made the news out in Seattle. She's done this twice already, $100,000. I think she's getting ready to do number three, $150,000. Flu season is here. 30 states reporting some significant numbers. When I saw this, I gravitated to it. And to tell you, go get your flu shot. It already hit my household. It hit us by surprise. My 12-year-old got the flu. And we're running to the clinic to try to take care of business. And we got Thanksgiving next week, so don't forget, protect your pets. There are certain things you should not be feeding the precious pooch. Turkey bones, for one, they get all messed up on the inside, and there are certain things precious pooch can't eat, like grapes, for example. That's poisonous to some. This is The Dana Show. I'm Sergio Sanchez. We're broadcasting from McAllen.
You won't miss any Dana shows by subscribing to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever podcasts are available.
And by the way, I learned something about these impeachment trials. I learned, number one, that Donald Trump doesn't want me to be the nominee. That's pretty clear. He held up aid to make sure that, while at the same time, innocent people in the Donbass are getting killed by Russian soldiers. Secondly, I found out that Vladimir Putin doesn't want me to be president. So I've learned a lot about these things early on.
Oh, oops. I kind of stepped in it. So let me back the truck. President Obama, he withheld aid because my son, to save people's lives. And then we got that delicious audio much later. Uncle Joe, quid pro quo. That's why I call him quid pro quo, because, hey, you better get rid of the prosecutor. Looking into Burisma, that's where my son is working for $50,000 a month, or else you're just the vice president of the United States. We don't fear you. I tell you what, you don't release, you don't stop that prosecutor, you don't stop that investigator, you ain't getting your $1 billion. And son of a bleep, wouldn't you know it, they change things up so they can get their little welfare check. That's something. I'm Sergio Sanchez. You're listening to The Dana Show online, DanaLashRadio.com. You want to join the conversation at any time, 844-344-3262, 844-344-DANA. A little bit more on the presidential wannabes on the Democrat side in just a second. I went back to, as Dana says, the Twitters. And, hey, Lindsey Graham is trending right now. He told Fox the Department of Justice report on a FISA abuse. Oh, man, I can't wait. I hope this is an early Christmas gift served up on December 9th. Lindsey Graham talking to Fox, saying it will be the release of that report. Senator Lindsey Graham confirming today the impending release of the Department of Justice internal report on FISA abuse. This bogus dossier, Democrat Party funded dossier, where the Ukrainians contributed, the foreign agents, you know, with information from the Russians, the whole Russia, bogus report. How everything got started with this bogus dossier, how the FISA court was manipulated by individuals to get this ball rolling. We need to look into Russian influence and collusion by Donald Trump and his people to steal the election from Hillary Clinton. We need to take him out. All that crap. The abuse of the FISA court that needs to be perfected. President Trump is right. No other president must be subjected to anything like this. That FISA court system needs to be cleaned up. There, we deserve answers. You know, there's plenty of legal people out there that have problems with the whole FISA thing to begin with. But if it's an instrument that is going to help protect our country, we need to make sure that there's accountability. And William Barr looking into this, God bless him, December 9th, that FISA abuse report, Lindsey Graham saying, it's locked in. That's locked. That's his words. It's coming out here pretty soon. On the Democrat field, the fact that they got nothing, you know who recognizes this as well? Their savior, Barack Obama. It was just a few days back when Barack Obama, he was talking to some of his funders, Democrat Party funders. Obama saying that the average American does not want to tear down the system. Former President Barack Obama, in an address to liberal donors, He's warning the candidates not to go too far left and was seeking to calm those who were concerned about the priorities right now being expressed by the Democrat parties. Obama wading into the race. In his words, certain left-leaning Twitter feeds, the activist wing of our party, says Barack Obama, even as we push the envelope, as we are bold in our vision, we also have to be rooted in reality. Reality is, you push too much, you push too far, you're going to fall off the cliff. He's trying to talk them down from the edge of that cliff. Because, again, as I said, the Democrats, they got nothing. There's nobody providing any leadership right now. There's no ideas. There's no viable alternative to Donald Trump. They got nothing. Join the conversation, 844-344-DANA, 844-344-3262. Back to an audio cut. There's one on Liz Warren, completely clueless, Pocahontas. Cut seven, Steve, if you want to play Liz Warren from last night at the debate.
Think of it this way. Our housing problem in America is a problem on the supply side. And that means that the federal government stopped building new housing a long time ago, affordable housing. Also, private developers, they've gone up to mansions. They're not building the little two-bedroom, one-bath house that I grew up in, garage converted to be a bedroom for my three brothers. So I've got a plan for 3.2 million new housing units in America. Those are housing units for working families, for the working poor, for the poor, for seniors who want to age in place, for people with disabilities.
In her world, Elizabeth Warren, everything is provided by the government. And most importantly, the basics, which would be housing, right? I guess everybody would have a government job, food. But on the housing side, which brings me back to her desire to see Medicare for all. I was reminded in her last quote, when she said that if everyone were just to get a taste of Medicare for all, they would want it, they would accept it. I mentioned to you that as a result of the government taking over everything as far as the payments to industry, paying pennies on the dollar to industry, we will suffer a decrease in, what did Elizabeth Warren say? Supply. The market will shrink as a result of being compensated much less than what it needs to bill to stay afloat, to stay alive. It's bad enough that Medicare and Medicaid are screwing up the pricing formulas to the point where hospitals and clinics and doctors, they need to charge exponentially more ridiculous rates, hoping to get a portion of that back from government payments through Medicare and Medicaid. Liz Warren recognize the lack of supply. Lack of supply is key to market forces. You have less supply of anything, it's going to cost more. Professor, you don't need to be a genius to recognize that. But in the world of Elizabeth Warren, where she wants the government to provide over 3 million housing units, and not being introspective, truthful enough, honest enough, to look into the regulations, for example, I bet you she's mentioning California. I bet you she's thinking about California. The problems in California are self-created, self-induced through regulation. People who have capital to invest in California don't wish to build anymore in California because of over-regulation, environmental regulation, coding, all these silly laws and how certain pipes need to be shaped a certain way, certain toilets need to be a certain way, and in water, you cannot build on certain land. They have chased away capital investment, capital creation for housing in California. That is the role of government, to complicate things, to gum up things. When they do that, they decrease the supply. There's something I wanted to mention to you earlier about the whole Medicare thing again. Because Liz Warren, her thinking is dangerous. And God help us, God save us, that a woman like this, totally clueless individual, this academic type, it has no real world experience, would ever assume the power of the presidency and the executive branch and have the power of the pen to go out there and by edict start regulating this, that, and the other. I know we'd be locked up in court fights, and this is where the legacy of Donald Trump will help, and maybe having some originalist judges out there to push back against some of the stupid executive orders that she would bring about. But Liz Warren, what she wants to do, hit real close to home. I had a conversation Tuesday it was. I've told you before, my boy, he's a cystic fibrosis kid. He's 7 years old. And thanks to the good people at the CF Foundation, we go to the nearest clinic to us up in San Antonio. That's about 3+ hours away from my house in McAllen. I joke around with people who ask me. They check in online. And thank you for checking in on Twitter and Facebook. I appreciate you taking the time and finding and saying hello. I joke with them. They ask, hey, where's McAllen again? Well, McAllen, where I'm broadcasting from, that's 3.5 hours south of San Antonio, where the southernmost suburb of San Antonio, Texas. That's a 3.5 hour drive to the clinic. I have no problem. I love my team of CF team up in San Antonio. But in taking him on Tuesday, I was reminded how dangerous individuals like Liz Warren and Bernie Sanders, Medicare for all types, are if they destroy the world-leading medical industry, pharmaceutical industry, research industry that exists in our country, where individuals, they will risk their wealth, they will risk their capital for the sake of creating something that can be sold and marketed. Yes, we can do a much better job. And by the way, before I mention what I want to tell you about the whole CF thing, on Friday, President Trump, Health and Human Services, I had a conversation with Secretary Azar just a couple of days on my local morning show here in McAllen. Last Friday, Health and Human Services, at the direction of President Trump, they're going to be exposing for you and I, everybody, so the market can see how much an MRI, a CAT scan, an X-ray, lab work, all the stuff that you would normally get. I was told that 70% of all the stuff that's done for X-ray, MRIs, lab work, all the outpatient stuff, it's 70% that's done at the hospital is people who go in and go out. It's outpatient. 25-30%, that's emergencies. So you and I can make a choice. We could look for who charges least for a CAT scan in the market. President Trump, Health and Human Services, he's directed to Secretary Azar. They're going to force all hospitals and clinics and all these providers with these CAT scan machines and X-ray machines and MRIs and all this equipment to tell you how much those procedures cost, so that way you can make a choice which clinic, which hospital, which provider you're going to go to. You're going to choose, obviously, like you would for travel on Priceline.com or Orbitz or whatever. I can see a new industry flourishing, a new online industry that perhaps through an app, you and I could be making smarter decisions on where to get the procedures that we need, because now we know what it costs behind the scene. That is market forces. That's you and I making choices in a market that's pretty well stocked right now. The inventory is okay. We need more supply to decrease the price. But back to the CF thing I wanted to tell you. Liz Warren takes control of the presidency, executive branch. And we get Medicare for all, and it gums up the industry, and we got less supply, less doctors, less clinics, less hospitals as a result of people just jumping ship, bailing ship, because the government does not pay dollar per dollar. The government pays pennies on the dollar to all the services. We're going to wind up being like England, and God help us. You know, here in this country, my boy, the CF Foundation, through the years, has not received direct funding for any of their research. How many billions and billions and trillions of dollars has the federal government, through grants, provided for cancer research, right? An untold billions, maybe trillions of dollars already, through generations. CF Foundation, because it's a small population group, they've taken the money that they receive. They've created labs. They gave us ibuprofen. They gave us the Z-Pak that you'll probably be taking when you get an infection here. They take that money that they make. They created more labs. Now the FDA has approved generation number 4 of a corrector type of medication so that my boy can breathe better and perhaps have a longer life. He doesn't have to die young anymore. And that was all privately funded. Venture philanthropy is what they call it. I think Harvard did a study on that. And one of the medications, I think it was Syndeco in England, the CF community in England, the cystic fibrosis patients and families. They've been yelling at London, help us. The medication is in America. The FDA approved it. You got patients out there taking this medication. It's expensive. Mind you, it's expensive. But my private insurance pays for it. Yes, they're a pain in the butt to work with, but it gets paid for. And if it doesn't get paid for other people, there are foundations that provide for them. In England, none of this life-saving medication is in England right now. None of it. Because the government, the centralized decision-making, the state refuses to pony up the money to pay for this small group, this CF, cystic fibrosis population in their country. It's too expensive. And that sounds to me like a death panel, doesn't it? I don't want that for our country. No, sir. We need to continue innovation, ingenuity, research, and supply, increase the supply of pharmaceuticals, increase the supply of doctors and clinics. That's what will lower the price. And those are the solutions that we need up in Washington. Talk line on the Dana Show, 844-344-3262. Live online, DanaLashRadio.com. I'm Sergio Sanchez. We're broadcasting from McAllen, Texas, the Dana Show Southern Command.
Entertaining, educational, and relentless. Get your on-demand dose of Dana. Listen live at DanaRadio.com.
Man, I'm really enjoying the new TV presence, the broadcast from Dana. Got to see some of that this week. At official Dana Lash, Facebook, YouTube, I mean, there's a lot of TV stuff. Dana in studio, and we're going to get a lot more of that in your future. So you go check out some of the recent shows. They were able to record and put some of that TV stuff. I'm Sergio Sanchez. You're listening to The Dana Show from Dana Show Southern Command, McAllen, Texas. As always, an honor that you join in. Online, DanaLashRadio.com. Let me get rid of some of the other interesting news, some of the stuff that caught my eye. This from Mexico, from Mexico City. Representatives of families and victims from the El Paso, Texas, August 3rd mass shooting at that Walmart in El Paso. Well, from Mexico, they have filed a lawsuit against Walmart. You got some government officials in Mexico. Mexican foreign relations people are saying that they're assisting 10 Mexican plaintiffs in the suit. And get this, the audacity of these people. The lawsuit in claiming that Walmart, quote, did not take reasonable and necessary measures to protect its customers. And the first thing that popped into my head, well, you should know, right, folks in Mexico City and their impotent law enforcement. How the cartels run everything south of my border, south of the river around here. They should know. They haven't been able to protect their people for the longest time. This from Utah. This is one of those teachable stories for your kids. When you tell your kids, stop jumping on the bed, especially if they got a toothbrush in their mouth. This is just a weird, painful story. Celeste Gravenmeyer, 5-year-old baby, bouncing around on the bed with a toothbrush in her mouth. She fell, hit the ground. The toothbrush poked a 1-inch hole in her throat. Go look for it. Next time the kids don't stop bouncing on the bed, you can use this as an example of why they need to stop. You don't want this to become you. This toothbrush is going to go right through you, make a hole in you, and then now the kid doesn't want to brush your teeth. All right, Steve-O, Day in Stupidity, what you got?
All right, it's a lot to choose from last night's debate, but I decided to go with the best moment of my opinion, the best moment of the debate with Joe Biden, and he said this about the black community.
I'm part of that Obama coalition. I come out of the black community in terms of my support. If you notice, I have more people supporting me in the black community that have announced for me because they know me. They know who I am. 3 former chairs of the Black Caucus. The only African-American woman that ever been elected to the United States Senate. A whole range of people.
No, my point no, that's is, not true. The other that's one is true. Here.
He came from the black community. Okay, well, there's a new one. Hey, thanks for tuning in. I'm Sergio Sanchez. We'll see you tomorrow, Lord willing, from Dana Southern Command in McAllen. This is The Dana Show.